creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
Did I tell you about my all-day shopping pass?
I'll bite.
I went to Target one day, and there was an offer. Spend $50, and you get a 20% all-day shopping pass.
Oh, well, that's just, they were looking for that
but
sucker.
The thing is, what I did was I bought everything that practical I bought, cat food, dog food, cat litter, Tylenol.
May I ask a question? Is it all still in your car?
Doggy treats, most of it. Soap, shampoo, toothpaste, real practical things. I didn't spend.
And so stuff that in the winter could freeze and explode in your car?
No, that stuff's inside.
I bought
myself some new tops.
Stop buying yourself clothes. You haven't got rid of any. Remember our rule? You, for every item you bring in, you put one out. Have you put any out?
I bought $200 worth of gift cards from someone at work for $150.
Nice.
So I saved $50 right there. I used those gift cards to pay for the stuff, which got me another. Big Fatty would be so proud of me. I should call him up and tell him.
I think what we
should. I saved an extra 20%.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty would be so proud of me. I should call him up.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3207 of the BFO for right the 22th of May 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I have had a very exciting day here in Fat Acres. Shira's Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. I'll tell you. Big Fatty, I bet we can guess. Wait a minute. Before we go any further, y'all, I have received a testimonium from Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle says, how did I turn the flashlight on my phone? I don't know. How do I turn it off? I don't know. Let's see. Can I turn? Yeah, there it is. Okay, Big Fatty. It says, if you don't taste test those nuts live for Tata, I'm gonna best you up. Big Fatty, he's gonna best you up. Well, you best believe that I'm gonna have to taste test them then. Here we go. I've opened them up here now. Here we go now. This is my first smokehouse almonds from Mr. Tater. We're regretting from Mr. Cackle. Here we go. Oh, it's just as I remember them. Oh yes, just smoky and nutty. In fact, I think I'm going to have some more. Big Fatty. Yo, those really are good. It's called smart eating. How many? 28 nuts is 170 calories. All right, well, let's just have a few more of them. Here we go.
Bye, Steve the Tater.
Anyway, all right, that's all I'm going to eat right now. So, y'all, I didn't want to get bested up by Mr. Cackle. So, y'all. That's really good.
Well, Big Freddy, you've taken the first 5 minutes of the show putting nuts in your mouth.
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, tomorrow, the 23rd of May, y'all, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have known this gentleman for many, many years. He's been on the little different little shows. And, he even recommended the Worthington. Is it the Worthington? In Fort Lauderdale, where he likes to holiday. Yes, Big Freddy. And, y'all, he used to send us kerfuffles from time to time. He's been on the Pride 48, cocktail parties here lately, and y'all is just one of the nicest people. And y'all, his husband loves to sing loud. So y'all, if you see Jimmy Bear and his husband Steve on the 20 hour of the Face Space, wish them a happy anniversary. Yes, be pretty. In fact, maybe Steve will join in and singing this.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is on Saturday. Y'all, he used to be he still is the official resident historian of the BFO unsubscribed. And y'all, he has been here to the villa. I think he may have stayed with me at the Fat Cave also. I don't remember. But I know he's been to Charleston a couple of times. Y'all, it's none other than Jaime's husband. Y'all, it's Brandon Boston. We love Brandon Boston. It's true. And, y'all, he's vulgar. He's just vulgar, and that's just the way we like it. And y'all, speaking of vulgar, on Sunday, y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all used to be on the cocktails and kerfuffles, thoughts and prayers. But y'all, that's kind of on a permanent hairy anus, but she's been to Pride 48 in Lost Wages many, many times. Y'all, she loves to sell the raffle tickets. Y'all, it's none other than the Naughty Nanny. Y'all, it's Wendy Cameron. Oh, baby, we love Wendy Cameron. We do indeed. And y'all, our final birthday also on Sunday. Y'all, he's one of the nicest people you will ever meet. And his good friend Ida May told me to say that. But anyway, y'all, he is up there in the Alaska. And y'all, he's been to Pride 48 in Lost Wages and in Nolens. Y'all, just one of the sweetest people. And y'all, one of the most talented, too. Y'all, I don't know that there's anything he cannot do. But y'all, it is none other than that Tim in Alaska. Oh, Big Freddy, we love Tim in Alaska. We do indeed. And y'all, he was at the Wendy and he were at the cocktail party. So y'all, if you see Brian in Boston or Wendy or Tim in Alaska, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, big old pieces of cake.
Happy birthday.
Television City in Hollywood. Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark, The Judge, Michael Gross, Peter Ueberroy, Comic Dennis Wolfberg, and Pat Gets a Physical. Plus, Tom Scott and the band, along with me, Dan Miller. All here tonight from the Pat Sajak Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Sajak.
Oh, Big Freddy,
I've already said hi to everyone. Big Fatty, fucking it up. Y'all, I just wanted to play that because I just wanted to show you how spot on Alex Lefebvre was when I sent him that initial piece of audio and how he created the Happy Meal. Y'all, it's just I'm still to every day I am absolutely blown away at the talents of folks like Alex Lefebvre and Dells in Dallas and Mr. Cackle. You know, he does that Craft Castle. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I was sitting here, and young Nicholas stopped by. We caught up a little bit. Y'all, he almost got hit by lightning. Big Fatty! Big Fatty, did he shat himself? Well, if he did, he didn't tell me. So we'll just leave it at that. But y'all, he stopped by, and we caught up a little bit. Yeah, he's checking on the elderly. And then I sent him on his way. I said, you've got to go, because I've got to go to the Von's East. Yes, we're ready. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. Y'all, as I do, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they're open till 9 p.m. in the evening, so I got there about 8:20. I've become my mother. I bought napkins for the table rather than using paper towels, and that's something my mother would do. Y'all, they had the Caesar salad kits, buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Got me an onion. Y'all, I'm going to make me some more of that quiche, so I got my pie crust. And this was one thing, they weren't really out of anything but the toilet paper and the Clorox wipes. But I got eggs. Y'all, they had boneless chicken tenders on sale for 99 cents a pound. I couldn't believe it. So I got a couple of packages of those. Y'all, I had a coupon for a little package of brown gravy mix. Got that. Y'all, they had the good chicken Caesar salad there in the deli case on sale. So I got that. I had that for my supper Thursday evening. Y'all, they had those, fingerling potatoes on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had the barbecue ribs, the St. Louis ribs that you cook on the grill on sale. So I picked up a thing of those. I got another bag of flour because I'm going to make some more cheese cookies. Y'all, they had the Reese's Big Cup. Big, buddy, that sounds vulgar. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, I got a pound of butter. I'm going to make my grandmother's cheese straws, and it called for something called Kraft English Cheese Spread. And y'all, it comes in a jar, and it's right there with the Velveeta and all. And y'all, I didn't know if they still made it. Y'all, they did, so I got a jar of that. Y'all, I got some Cheez-Its, extra toasty. I'm going to have those at the Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, got some more of that bird's eye mashed cauliflower. It was not on sale, but I got it anyway. Y'all, they had croutons on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Got some extra sharp cheddar cheese to make those cheese cookies. I spent $58.89, but I saved $34.58. Big Fatty, you did pretty damn good. Y'all, as I was pulling in hump day night, my neighbors next door, they came pulling into their parking space, and the girl got out and said, where have you been? I said, I went to the Von's East. I said, where have you been? And y'all, it was his 35th birthday. Big Fatty, you just live amongst the chickens, don't you? I do indeed. For his birthday, they went out and just kind of rode around, and he went and test drove a motorcycle. So it was just nice to see neighbors and speak to him and things like that. But y'all, I watched that Smash, concert. You know, I told you about it. It was on thepeople.com. If you hadn't seen it, I think it's probably still up over there. Y'all, it was really quite good. I watched that and watched a little bit of that Stephen Colbert and headed into the live chamber. Y'all, I tossed and turned for a little bit, but y'all, I've got plantation shutters on the windows here in the villa. So I usually leave the upper half of them kind of tilted open a little bit. Y'all, I decided I'm just going to close those at night so that the light doesn't wake me up in the morning. Big Fatty. And y'all, so I did that. And y'all, I woke up Thursday morning the light didn't wake me. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And I got up and I had my coffee. Poodle, I did have one of your cookeries. Oh, Big Fatty, you just help yourself. And it was the cookie butter flavored. Y'all, it was real good. I did that, and I went for my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, it was a little hot and humid, but not too bad. And y'all, I got back, and I called this barbershop that I've been going to, and I said, are y'all accepting appointments? And she says, well, yes, we are, but we're taking walk-ins also, and the walk-ins aren't taking any longer than appointments do. I said, well, I may see you in a few minutes. And y'all, it was very well done. You took a number, and they had chairs sitting outside the barbershop 6 feet apart. And then they came and called your number, and they took you to the chair, and they had taken about half of the barber chairs. And I told her, short on the top, bloody on the sides. Big Fatty. And y'all, I feel like a million bucks. Feel like a million bucks. And but the big news Thursday is, y'all, Wednesday night, got an update from the realtor trying to sell my mother's house, and she says that there had been 3 viewings, and one of the agents says that his buyer was down to 2. It was between my mother's house and another house, and I asked our agent, I said, what can we do to sweeten the deal? So y'all, we threw in $5,000 worth of flooring replacement, you know, whether they wanted carpets or the wooden floors or anything. Y'all, they came back with an offer, and it was a little too low, and my agent said, let's offer this and $1,000 on the closing costs. And y'all, they came back with an offer a little bit less than what we were asking for, and when they made that offer, I said, sold. And so y'all, we are under contract to sell the Hat Cave over there in Hatlanta, and if all goes well, it'll all close. Oh, Nick, I see it'll all close at the end of June, around the 26th or something like that. Y'all, speaking of haircuts, Old Veda did a FaceTime with me, and y'all, he was getting a haircut on a Wednesday. So I hope he's in a better mood. Big Fatty, I just about choked on my own vomit. Oh, okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday girl herself. Y'all, I swear she was falling asleep during the cocktail party. We were all chuckling. It looked like she was about to start snoring. But Wendy, now that you're not doing the show, what do you miss?
Big Fatty would be so proud of me. I should call him.
Oh, yes, you should call me. I've only got like 3 voice letters left. Get on the horn.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty Online. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.